right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
Boots and Saddle is brought to you by Park Alleys, Canada's most unique live music venue, featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of Boots and Saddle, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns, and I am coming right at you from room 309 at the Hampton Inn in Gainesville, Georgia, United States of America. Today on the program, we're going to take a little road trip together across these great United States with some of my favorite regionally specific songs. I'll take you down to Bakersfield, Tulsa, Detroit City. We'll sail up the mighty Mississippi and cruise over to the Lone Star State, somewhere south of Round Rock, Texas. Here with you folks for the next hour. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Something I couldn't find anywhere else. But I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Time in San Francisco, spent a night there in the Ken. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him him as he was sleeping, and I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Well, hey folks, how you doing? Welcome to the program. How about that? How about that for a way to lead us into our theme show of regionally specific songs around the United States of America? You knew, you just knew we were going to go down to Bakersfield for one of my all-time favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite country music singers and artists in general, Buck Owens, with The Streets of Bakersfield from his 1973 record, Ain't It Amazing, Gracie. The Streets of Bakersfield was written by a fella named Homer Joy. And Homer's is a good story, as is how Buck came to record The Streets of Bakersfield. I will cover that more in-depthly in the next newsletter monthly wrap-up over at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. If you're not reading it over there, you're missing out on all the extra nerdy, deep backstories of the country music, hey? And something about that third verse, when that piano comes in during the third verse, that's always been it for me. That has just been it for me. How are you, though? How are you, folks? Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm your host, Sean Burns. As I mentioned off the top there, I'm in a Hampton Inn in Gainesville, Georgia, United States of America. We're playing at the Boot Barn Hall, I think it's called. It's right across the parking lot. We got in here yesterday, and if everything goes as planned, this episode is going to be airing like 2.5 weeks from this morning that I'm recording. I'm trying to get them all done while I can. I'm only going to have 3 days at home between this 4 weeks in the United States and then 2 weeks across Western Canada on the road with Cor Blund, and trying to get home and spend those 3 days just with my family. My little girl, Violet Moon, she just turned 2 a couple months ago, but as I've said before, she presents more like a 3-year-old, and she certainly has the vocabulary as to go along with it. And the other day on the phone, she said, oh man, it was crushing. She said, Daddy, come home, please. And I was like, oh man, devastating. So when I am home, I want to be home. So that's what I'm doing here a couple weeks ahead of broadcast. So not an awful lot to talk about, you know. Truthfully, this is the third show that I've recorded this week. So I think we're all pretty much caught up. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more to cover. And that's the downside to recording so far ahead of the broadcast. Okay, so the idea for the program today, regionally specific songs. I told you we're going to go all over the place, all over the United States. This next block of tunes is going to take us to the state of Oklahoma. We're going to kick it off with one of Western Canada's, well, one of Canada's greatest ever, Mr. Ian Tyson, who gets an awful lot of airtime and attention here on the Boots and Saddle Show. From a self-titled 1984 record, here's Ian Tyson with a classic old tune, Oklahoma Hills, right here on Boots and Saddle.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma Hills where I was born. And many a page in life has turned, many lessons I have learned, but I feel back in them hills is where I belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Turn back life a page to the land of the great Osage and the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and the blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze, and I kiss the prettiest girl I ever saw. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Cowboy's life is my occupation in today. Many miles I am away from the place that rode my little pony through the draw. Where the black oil rose and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, cowboy life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Saying Tulsa is the town for me.
that gal, the red dress on some folks called her Dinah, stole my heart away from me way down Louisiana.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Oh, here comes Mr. Strickland now. All is right.
Little bee sucks the blossom, big bee gets the honey, darky raise the cotton, white man gets the money.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie.
Walk and talk, Susie.
Walk and talk, Susie.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Smile, never do look sour.
No.
Travel all over the country, playing by the hour.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
A three-pack there from the Sooner State, Oklahoma. And that was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with a single from 1941, Take Me Back to Tulsa. Bob Wills and his vocalist Tommy Duncan added words and music to the melody of the traditional fiddle tune Walkin' Georgia Rose in 1940. And it was recorded at WBAP Studio at the Blackstone Hotel in Fort Worth, Texas, released as a single in 1941, covered and recorded by a plethora of country music and western swing artists over the years. But if we're going to do some Oklahoma songs, of course we're going to go all the way back to Bob Wills and Take Me Back to Tulsa. Come on, what kind of country music show do you think we are? The world's greatest? Yeah, you're right, we are. Before that, Wayne Hancock with the title track to his 2006 Bloodshot Records release, Tulsa. I like that record. I talked about it, a month or two ago. I don't remember the time. I don't remember when, but it was not that long ago. And it's one of only a few CDs in my wife's car that get any attention. And we've listened to that one a lot. Violet and I have listened to Tulsa by Wayne Hancock an awful lot on those daycare journeys to and fro. Kicking it all off, Ian Tyson with Oklahoma Hills. Now, Oklahoma Hills has been recorded by a ton of artists. Get this. The song was written by Woody Guthrie, and in 2001, Oklahoma Hills was named the official folk song of the state of Oklahoma. Recordings of Oklahoma Hills have been made by these singers, among others: Chet Atkins, Floyd Kramer, Gene Autry, Mo Bandy, Johnny Bond, Tommy Collins, Country Joe McDonald, John Mellencamp, Jim Reeves, Carl Smith, Bruce Springsteen, Ernest Tubb, T. Texas Tyler, Jimmy Wakely, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and others. I'd say, though, Hank Thompson did it too, if I'm not mistaken, but that Ian Tyson version could just be my favorite. And the way that they modulate down, traditionally in country music song or song in general, you're going to go up a semitone or a full tone if you're going to modulate up, but Tyson goes from E to E flat. It's the coolest move I've heard in a long time, and the first time I heard it, it literally and truly blew my mind. I went back on the record over and over again. Can you believe that? Can you believe that he went down? Tyson was the coolest. He was one of the coolest, that's for sure. Folks, you're tuned into Boots and Saddle. I'm your host, Sean Burns, coming right at you today from another hotel room somewhere in the United States of America, Hampton Inn in Gainesville, Georgia. The Boots and Saddle Show week begins every Tuesday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, streaming online at ckuw.ca. We air in a very, very highly coveted time slot for campus and community radio, 11 a.m. to noon p.m. We also broadcast in Toronto on CJTM 1280 a.m. Thursday mornings, Saturday afternoons on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit, spilling over that river, making us your favorite internationally syndicated country music radio program. Every other Monday on CKMS 102.7 FM in Waterloo, Radio Waterloo. And by the time this show broadcasts in early November, as scheduled, there's a strong chance we're broadcasting on additional station or stations. So, hey, how you doing? Hey, thanks for listening. It's me, Sean. Typically, I record in my basement in Winnipeg, but I'm on tour here for about 6 weeks across the U.S. and Canada with Corby Lund, and I'm just doing it when I can. Okay, it's our regionally specific cruise across the United States. How about that? We're going to go up the Mississippi, down to Memphis, and through Texas here on this next block of songs, and we're going to start it off with Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music. If you're following along with the Boots and Saddle Show on the Facebook and the Instagram, at Boots and Saddle Show, then you would have seen recently that we made a little pit stop in Meridian, Mississippi, to visit the gravesite of the great Jimmy Rogers. It was quite an experience, and it dawned on me in the moment that I've only been to visit folks in the cemetery a couple of times in my life, once for Hank Williams and then recently for Jimmy Rogers. So these fellows have had a significant impact on so many, yours included here. Stumbling around. Anyways, this song, beautiful song. One of my favorite songs ever. Recorded by an awful lot of people, but to me, for my money, no one comes close to Jimmy Rogers. Released as a single in 1932, here's the father of country music with Miss the Mississippi and You, right here on Boots and Saddle.
Always alone and baby and you.
From 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay, I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning away. I'd plan to take my wages, leave the rigs behind for good, but that life, it is contagious, gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned along the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Tab at every bar. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family, you know he gave them a good home, but his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found her gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. We went to the pier and got drunk and threw it all into the sea. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter. In Houston, he married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. He said he finally gave up drinking, then he ordered me a beer.
Time now for our Staple of the Week, brought to you by Fine Form Upholstery. Located at 90 Annabella Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, for a smooth recovery, call Fine Form Upholstery at 204-688-5430 or find them on Instagram at Fine Form Upholstery.
And my mammy's good gum. fever, said goodbye to Ma and Pa. Crossed the old Red River, son, and this is what I saw. And I saw miles and miles of Texas. Couldn't count them if I tried. I saw miles and miles of Texas. Gonna live here till I die. I saw miles and miles of Texas. Couldn't count them if I tried. I saw miles and miles of Texas. Gonna live here till I die. Through with all my rambling, it's a lazy life for me, 'cause she owns miles of Texas just as far as you can see. She owns miles and miles of Texas. Couldn't count them if I tried. She owns miles and miles of Texas.
Something going down in the little town south of Round Rock, Texas. They greet you with a smile like it's going out of style south of Round Rock, Texas. They do the two-step and every song is played. You can keep your new steps, they like it their own way. Country music is alive and kicking every night south of Round Rock, Texas. South of Round Rock, Texas. If you ever go there, you're gonna wanna stay. If you ever leave it, you'll be back again one day. There's something about these parts, man, they live inside your heart. South of Round Rock, Texas. Two-step, and every song is played. You can keep your new steps, they like it their own way. Country music is alive, it's kicking every night. South of Round Rock, south of Round Rock, yeah, south of Round Rock, Texas.
somebody enough. You'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the cloud how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, rolling on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans. Clear blue sky, and the tears that but I cried for that woman. I'm gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
A well-traveled song, quite literally, and recorded by many, many folks across a wide spectrum of musical genre, but of course we're going to the man in black, Johnny Cash, with a single from 1958, taking us up the Mississippi River with his song Big River, recorded in Memphis at Sun Record Recording Studio and released on the Memphis label Sun. Speaking of Memphis, before Johnny Cash, we heard from Tom T. Hall with That's How I Got to Memphis from his 1969 album Ballad of $40 and his other great songs. Now I know, you know, That's How I Got to Memphis. There's a lot of debate on this song. Memphis is maybe just a placeholder. Is it really Memphis, or is it some sort of deeper emotional, spiritual meaning? I don't know. But the great storyteller with one of my favorite songs, also recorded, covered by a number of people over the years, but none of the versions ever do it for me like Tom T. Hall's does. None of them. There's some great ones. I know you might, hey, I love this one. I love Buddy Miller. I love this one. Great. I'm sure you do. But no, I go to the source. Before Tom T. Hall, we heard from Dale Watson with South of Round Rock, Texas, from his 1995 record, Cheatin' Heart Attack. Love that, Dale Watson. Yes, I do. Before that, the Fine Form Upholstery staple of the week for this week was Red Steagall and Miles and Miles of Texas from his 1976 record, Texas Red. Miles and Miles of Texas was originally recorded by Jim McGraw and the Western Sundowners in 1961. Sleep at the Wheel brought it to popularity on their 1976 LP, Wheelin' and Dealin', with their version single peaking at number 38 on the U.S. Billboard country charts in 1976. And it was still 1976 when Red Steagall said, forget it, I'm doing it too. I love that. We talked about this a few weeks ago too. Multiple artists doing the same song within the same year. Love that, Red Steagall. Love that version. Before that, Robert Earl Keen with Corpus Christi Bay from his 1993 record, A Bigger Piece of Sky. An unnamed Texas songwriter said Robert Earl Keen made it okay for the rest of us to be shitty. And I laugh every time I say it and hear it. But he definitely left us with some great songs now into his retirement. I think he's performing here and there, but no longer touring. I love Corpus Christi Bay. Todd Snyder did a great version, played it on an early episode since we relaunched, but went to the source here today for our regionally specific episode and kicking it all off, the father of country music, with just such a pretty song. Isn't that just one of the most beautiful things you've ever heard in your life? Miss the Mississippi in You by Jimmy Rogers, released as a single in 1932. It was a pleasure, an honor, to go to his gravesite in Meridian, Mississippi the other day and pay respect to the great father of country music, Mr. Jimmy Rogers. Okay, folks, got time for one more set of songs here. I'm gonna stop talking because I want to make sure that I get to all of them. Before I give you a three-pack from Bobby Bear that begins in Detroit City, we're going to kick it off in another, perhaps less sexy city of Michigan. Here's Lefty Frizzell with Saginaw, Michigan, right here on Boots and Saddle.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl, in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I rode my love in Saginaw, Michigan.
Michigan.
I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history.
Her dad met me
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, with the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets
she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yet every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Two of what it's going to end up being three Bobby Bear songs for you today, folks. That was The Streets of Baltimore, title track to Bobby Bear's 1966 record. Before that, we heard Detroit City from 1963's Detroit City and Other Hits by Bobby Bear. Now, both of those songs have been recorded by plenty of people over the years, but those are Bobby Bear songs in my heart and mind. Kicking it all off, originally released as a single in 1963, ended up being the title track to Lefty Frizzell's 1964 record, Saginaw, Michigan. We're going to close out the program with another one by Bobby Bear. I can almost see Houston from here, from his must-have 1980 record, Drunk and Crazy. Follow along with the Boots and Saddle Show on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Folks, the program is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We will chat later.
From the cold Rocky Mountains of I can almost see Houston from here. I saw Mary's face in that little snowflake that fell at my feet on the ground. And I heard my old friend in that last bitter wind that blew back memories of my hometown. And I can see the old crowd laughing so loud. From the cold Rocky Mountains of Denver, I can almost see Houston from here. I came here to build a dream and stay to watch it die.
Lord knows how I tried. With this old thumb I'll get a ride and bid a lonely last goodbye to the cold Rocky Mountains of Denver, where I can almost see Houston.
Like that's about all the time we've got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Listener-driven, never corporate program. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hi, this is one of your hosts, Kaylee, from Destination Moon radio program, where we play fun and obscure 50s and 60s records every Monday night. We have a new time slot from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., so please join us.
This is David Barsamian, host and director of Alternative Radio. Alternative Radio can be heard on CKUW 95.9 FM every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Alternative Radio is committed to the principles of public broadcasting, offering a forum for voices and views often unheard in mainstream media. Like CKUW, Alternative Radio is supported by listeners just like you. Go to alternativeradio.org to find out more about our programming, audio, and transcripts. Thank you very much.